Dissatisfaction grows among Sun Communities residents in 2024. As of 2024, there have been numerous mobile home parks that are suing Sun Communities, one of the largest owners and operators of manufactured home communities in the United States. These lawsuits stem from various issues such as rent increases, poor maintenance of the parks, and alleged violations of residents' rights. In this article, I'll explore some of the mobile home parks that are currently involved in legal battles with Sun Communities. One of the most high-profile cases is the lawsuit filed by residents of the Lakeshore Estates Mobile Home Park in Michigan. The residents claim that Sun Communities has been unfairly raising their rents year after year without providing any significant improvements to the park. They also allege that the company has failed to address maintenance issues such as potholes in the roads, broken streetlights, and overgrown landscaping. The residents are seeking compensation for the excessive rent increases and damages caused by the poor conditions of the park. Another mobile home park that is suing Sun Communities is the Paradise Cove Mobile Home Park in California. The residents of this park have accused the company of violating their rights by imposing strict rules and regulations that restrict their freedom and privacy. They claim that Sun Communities has been harassing them with constant inspections, fines for minor infractions, and threats of eviction for noncompliance. The residents are seeking damages for emotional distress and loss of enjoyment of their homes in Florida. The Whispering Pines Mobile Home Park is also taking legal action against Sun Communities. The residents of this park allege that the company has been neglecting essential maintenance tasks such as repairing leaking roofs, fixing broken water pipes, and removing hazardous debris. They claim that Sun Communities has been putting their health and safety at risk by ignoring these issues. The residents are seeking compensation for the damages caused by the company's negligence. In Arizona, the Desert Palms Mobile Home Park is embroiled in a lawsuit against Sun Communities for similar reasons. The residents of this park have complained about the poor conditions of the park, including malfunctioning utilities, pest infestations, and unsanitary living conditions. They claim that Sun Communities has been ignoring their requests for repairs and maintenance. The residents are seeking damages for the loss of property value and the inconvenience caused by the company's negligence. One of the mobile home parks involved in the lawsuits is Lakeside Estates, located in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Residents of Lakeside Estates claim that Sun Communities has failed to properly maintain the park's infrastructure, leading to unsafe living conditions and decreased property values. The lawsuit alleges that Sun Communities has neglected basic maintenance tasks such as repairing potholes, fixing broken streetlights, and addressing drainage issues. Another mobile home park taking legal action against Sun Communities is Pine Ridge Estates in Detroit, Michigan. Residents of Pine Ridge Estates are accusing Sun Communities of breach of contract, claiming that the company has raised lot rents without providing adequate notice or justification. The lawsuit also alleges that Sun Communities has failed to address complaints about noise disturbances and other quality of life issues within the park. In addition to Lakeside Estates and Pine Ridge Estates, several other mobile home parks in Michigan are also involved in lawsuits against Sun Communities. These include Woodland Acres in Lansing, Meadowbrook Village in Ann Arbor, and Willow Creek in Kalamazoo. The lawsuits vary in nature, but all share a common theme of residents feeling mistreated and neglected by Sun Communities, as well as the negligence involved in not maintaining the property and exorbitant rent increases. Responding in internet posts, Sun Communities, for its part, has denied any wrongdoing and is vigorously defending itself against the lawsuits. The company maintains that it is committed to providing safe, affordable housing options for residents of its manufactured housing communities, though we haven't seen it at Lafayette Place Mobile Home Park. Sun Communities also points to its track record of investing in park improvements and amenities as evidence of its dedication to maintaining high standards of living for its residents, which again is not evident here. These are just a few examples of the mobile home parks that are currently suing Sun Communities in 2024. In the meantime, residents of the mobile home parks involved in the lawsuits are left in limbo, unsure of what the future holds for their homes and communities. Many are struggling to make ends meet as they face rising lot rents and deteriorating living conditions. Some residents have even been forced to consider moving out of their homes altogether, as the legal battles between Sun Communities and the mobile home parks continue to unfold. As the lawsuits play out in court, one thing is certain: the relationship between Sun Communities and its residents in Michigan has been strained. The lawsuits have exposed deep-seated tensions and grievances within the manufactured housing communities, highlighting the challenges faced by residents who live in these types of housing developments. Ultimately, the outcome of the lawsuits will have a lasting impact on the manufactured housing industry in Michigan and could set a precedent for how mobile home parks and their owners interact with residents in the future. Until then, residents of Lakeside Estates, Pine Ridge Estates, and other mobile home parks in Michigan will continue to fight for their rights and seek justice in the courts. Copyright Mike Witte and Mr. Mike's Neighborhood.